Around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, hour two is on. Here we go again with another 60 minutes of the program. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, July 13th, 2024. And we're going to begin with the latest installment of the National Communal Forum. This is week 226 of the NCF, as we like to call it around here. It's our way to deploy our national network in reverse fashion to provide you with these real-time reports on an array of topics that you won't hear about elsewhere. And it's also our way to engage with the now 585-plus weekly affiliates airing this show across the country. So thank you to all of them. Mary, I know we have three affiliates waiting on that Patriot Mobile show hotline. Who are they?
We do. All right. Let's welcome Mark Schollenberger, market manager with our affiliate FM 105.9 WXDE Radio in Lewis, Delaware, on the Delmarva Peninsula, beautiful area of the country. That's the Salisbury DMA. We have Doug Kesterson, his program director with our Corpus Christi, Texas affiliate, AM 1440 and FM 98.7 KEY or Keys Radio, and Ted Baker, host with our affiliates FM 96.3 and AM 1590 WAUB Radio, as well as FM 106.3 and AM 1240 WGVA Radio, and they're in the Syracuse and Rochester, New York DMAs.
Yes, they are. Good morning, guys. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Always fun to be here. Thanks.
Well, really appreciate having you here with us. So, Mark, we're going to begin with you, as your station has been an affiliate of this program now for over 11 years. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And from Cape May to Lewis to Rehoboth Beach or Bethany Beach, even down to Ocean City, your region of our country, it's a great place to enjoy this summer. So we have over a million listeners tuned in across the USA right now. Many have likely not visited your area. What do you enjoy most, you know, about the community that you want our show fans to know about? And as the market manager, talk about, you know, how viable an area it is to visit or even to live there.
Well, it's a very expanding market. Our market is growing over the last 4 years post-COVID. Delaware is a very attractive site for people to retire to be close to the beaches, to enjoy everything that our region has to offer. And as you said, that goes all the way down the Delaware beaches, all the way down to Ocean City, Maryland. So we're growing. There's lots of opportunity. And this time of year, of course, is the best time of year to be at the beach.
That area down there, again, it's a jewel of this country.
It is.
More people need to go to.
You're speaking my language, Mark. All right. Thank you for that. So, Doug, coming up later this hour, we're going to be joined by Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel. I'm sure we're going to talk about Hurricane Beryl with him. We have heard reports that Corpus Christi was spared from the bulk of that storm as it moved away from the coast. Not the case for the Houston area to your north. Curious if there was any impact in your area. And since Corpus Christi is your hometown, talk with us about the growth you've seen over the years and what you think makes it a great place to live and to visit.
Well, you were absolutely right. We were spared from a Hurricane Beryl. Maybe we saw a foot of storm surge along the coast and along our beaches here, but really, really, really spared. It's been well. As for Corpus Christi, it's a destination place. It's one of those areas where you're not going to run across it by traveling across the highway like, oh, look what we ran into. It's a place you want to absolutely head to. As you know, the previous guy, Mark, mentioned about the beaches up in Delaware. Our beaches are phenomenal. The growth has been outstanding, you know, pre-COVID, post-COVID. You know, you got to remember there's an area, Aransas Pass, that was really hit really hard from Hurricane Harvey back in 2017. So
sure.
It's really booming even better now than it was then. They averaged about 30,000 people every single day on a shrimp and reef fest that happened just a couple of weeks ago. So it's been a lot of fun. The tourism's up. Our gas prices are averaging $3 a gallon, if not lower. So you can really come down and bring your family and enjoy the area, and it's a great place to live.
Well, Doug, we know that. Mary and I were just down in the Dallas area a couple of weeks ago, and we returned the rental car paying $2.99 a gallon. We returned to LaGuardia paying $4.99 a gallon, so we know that very much. So, yeah, exactly.
Still better than California.
All right, Rudy, where do you want to go?
Oh, I want to go to upstate New York, one of my favorite places. Ted Baker is there. Ted, I know the area well. My son graduated from Corning. My brother lives in Elmira. And I love the Finger Lakes region, particularly all the wineries around the lakes that are fun to visit. How's the region faring this summer? I know tourism and travel generally is through the roof for all of the United States. How are you all doing?
Yeah, doing really well. I mean, our beaches are the freshwater variety. We've got 40-mile-long glacier-carved Finger Lakes. As you said, we've got the wine industry. There's a growing brewery and cidery industry. And
yes.
And what's really big now in upstate New York is niche tourism. We've got, for example, there's one of the national triathlon tours is in town this weekend. So there'll be runners, swimmers, and bikers covering 70 miles. Next week is Convention Day, celebrating the first women's rights convention in Seneca Falls, New York, in 1848. So that's one of the biggest trends for us, I think, here in the Finger Lakes are all these various niches that we find.
Well, my brother says, along with the rest of the economy, the economy's booming. Is that what I'm hearing from you?
Yeah, it's doing well. I mean, gas prices went way down, kind of back up. Now they're back down again, not quite as low as Texas, but anywhere 320 to 340 in the Finger Lakes. And we're conveniently located to a lot of places. I mean, we're within a very easy commute of New York and Philadelphia. Like you said in the introduction, we're right between the Rochester and Syracuse airports, so it's a pretty easy place to get to. A lot of Canadians come down from
sure.
Ontario province to take advantage of the exchange rate.
Can I give a shout out just to the Glass Museum in Corning? Is one of the great museums in this.
Yeah,
country.
I know.
Yes,
you like the Glass
Museum.
It is.
It's
there.
A great
no
museum. Yeah.
So, guys, listen. I want to ask you this. You know, before we have to let you go, we got a little bit, about 2 minutes or so left in this segment. Mark, we're going to go back to you. So, I'd love for you to, you know, what is a souvenir from your area worth collecting when folks visit that you say? And then give us something about your area that only a local would know about.
Wow. A souvenir. I guess just, you know, I think there's so many festivals, so many summertime events up and down the Delaware beaches.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, whether it's, you know, one of the concert venues or any of the stores that are in our towns, whether it's Rehoboth or Lewis or Bethany, you know, there's plenty of things to find. And I think the one thing that maybe people don't realize, we are as well close to a lot of major metropolitan areas, but the food scene here at the beach is terrific.
Well, that's a good reason to come there for question. No question about that. Yeah. And Mark, I'm sorry, I don't mean to step in here, but Doug, you go ahead.
I would say the seashells up and down the beaches. I mean, you know, we have miles and hundreds of miles of beaches,
okay.
And that's some of the things that'd be a great thing to take with it. A unique thing is the beaches where to go. If there's certain areas like North Beach and things like that are where a lot of the tourists go. The locals will go to J.P. Luby Surf Park.
All right. And Ted, I need something in about 20 seconds.
Well, our souvenir is a bottle of terrific Finger Lakes wine. You won't keep it for long, but it's a great souvenir. And I think what people might not know is that we're becoming a foodie area here. People think of New York, and they think of New York City. This is a real agricultural area, a lot of farm-to-table restaurants and a real good foodie scene.
Well, listen, you all fit that in. Food, no question, great part of travel. Guys, thank you very much for being a part of today's National Communal Forum. Thank you for being an affiliate of our show. We really appreciate it. We couldn't do it without you. Enjoy the weekend, okay? Folks, after this quick sponsors break, the Grand Canyon and the personal connection collide here on the show. Our July 13th live broadcast returns in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. SimpliSafe Home Security, found at simplisafe.com/carry, combines cutting-edge technology with a customer-first approach for award-winning protection. They earn your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked into a contract. Head to simplisafe.com/carry and save 20% on your new system today. That's simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors. Ready for your next adventure? Well, here's a deal everyone in our audience should be jumping on. All this month in July, you can become an AMAC member for 1 year for just $1. Join over 2 million Americans who are already members of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, a conservative alternative to AARP, and unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits for hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and more. They'll also help you deal with the complexities of Social Security. You'll save on all types of insurance and so much more. Visit amac.us/carry today or rmworldtravel.com under sponsor.
You may have heard us talk about Raycon before, but there's no better time to check them out at buyraycon.com/carry because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a custom fit, 3 customizable sound styles, and active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair with 2 devices at once. Get 15% off, that's 15% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As Mary and I bring all of you back for more travel talk, it is time for today's personal connection that's sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, maybe it's international or domestic, do it with TravelGuard.com/carry because unforeseen world happenings, wild weather, and more could compromise your plans.
Absolutely could, folks. You know, packing a travel guard insurance plan, it's just a smart thing to do. It covers so many unknowns that could impact your travels, including medical expenses and evacuation, work-related cancellations, roadside assistance, passport or ticket replacement. There are things like lost or delayed baggage, trip cancellations, interruptions and delays, prescription replacement, translation services. You'll have someone available to you 24/7 and a lot more. Before you travel, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry or go to RMWorldTravel.com, click on sponsors.
Okay, today's personal connection reconnects us with Kevin Fidarko, who set out with his best friend Pete McBride a few years back to hike the entire length of the Grand Canyon, all 750 miles of it, and they joined us here back on May 4th, 2019, during the canyon's 100-year anniversary as a national park. Today we're checking in to see what Kevin's up to now, and here he is on the Patriot Mobile Show hotline.
Well, he is indeed. Kevin, nice to reconnect with you. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks so much. Really happy to be here.
Well, great to have you back with us today for sure. So, you know, clearly you have been busy in a different sort of way, documenting yours and Pete's journey across the canyon from what we discussed last time. You know, I'm guessing writing about it has been a lot calmer of an experience than what you encountered in the canyon. So let's talk about the title that you've chosen. And I want to share that with folks right now. It's A Walk in the Park, A True Story of a Spectacular Misadventure in the Grand Canyon. Since we have many new listeners since you were on with us last time, explain misadventure rather than adventure.
Well, the word misadventure really encapsulates the idea that in addition to moving through an exciting landscape and experiencing a kind of turbocharged set of events, there were just a whole host of things that went wrong on this project. Beginning really with the idea itself, the notion of walking across the length of Grand Canyon National Park. It's the, you know, second most visited and single most iconic national park in America, and yet it has no trail that will enable you to easily connect the eastern to the western end of the park. And that's because the landscape is so broken and fragmented and shattered that it really resists human beings moving across it on foot. And so when my good friend and collaborator, Pete McBride, came to me with the idea that we do this, it was a rather harebrained scheme, and a whole host of things just went off the rails from the very beginning.
I think that's important what he just mentioned.
That is honest. And when you read the book, that is all in there as well. So as you said, there's no single trail, and part of the trail includes the Colorado River, which you guys did paddle. Part of it includes hikes as high up as 3,000 feet above the river, from what I recall during our last conversation. Just give everyone a brief overview of the intensity of this physically and mentally, particularly when it comes to the terrain.
Well, one way of starting to answer that question is just to consider the idea that there is a highway through the Grand Canyon. It's called the Colorado River. Mm-hmm. It's the tool that carved and created and polished and honed and sculpted the canyon in the first place. And over the course of its journey through the park, from the eastern end at Lee's Ferry to the western terminus at what's called the Grand Wash Cliffs, the river travels about 277 miles. But if you're on foot, Mary, there are so many side canyons that you must work your way into and back out of. There's so much climbing and descending along the matrix of cliffs and ledges, that mile-high rampart of rock that soars from the river to the sky on either end of the Colorado, you will have covered just under 800 miles if you're on foot. And over the course of those 800 miles, you're confronting a whole host of challenges, one of the greatest of which is finding water. Many times, Peter and I found ourselves 2,000, 2,500 feet above the Colorado on cliffs and ledges that would have prevented us from getting to the river, and we were completely dependent on what are called potholes, incredibly thin, ephemeral puddles of water that collect after each storm that evaporate after each and every rainfall. Oh. And you hopscotch from one to the next.
Think about that.
Knowing that if you can't find the one that you're searching towards, you will probably die within about 48 hours.
So you have to live with that every day, and that's also in the book in terms of how stressful that was, in addition to all of the other elements and wildlife and everything else going on with the terrain. So, Kevin, very few people will ever have the desire, the resources, or the gumption, quite frankly, to take on this type of endeavor to see the Grand Canyon. Very few people have ever done it. What do you want people to know about the canyon without doing what you and Pete did, even if it's visiting the way most of us will see it, which is the South Rim experience, which is lovely, but what do you want people to know about the canyon?
Well, two things. The first of them, I think, is that you do not need to strap a 55-pound pack on your back and spend, you know, 75 days on 8 back-to-back expeditions over the course of 14 months to experience, to touch and be touched by the most extraordinary parts of this landscape. Most of us visit Grand Canyon, as you just said, Mary, by driving up to the edge of the South Rim. There are about 6 million of us that do this every year. If you can find a quiet spot, if you can walk off by yourself and just simply allow yourself to take in the vision of that abyss that opens at your feet and experience one of the treasures that Pete and I came to appreciate the most, which is the silence and the stillness that the landscape is incapable of encompassing, that in and of itself is no more extraordinary than anything that happened to us over the course of our journey. And the second thing is that although this place looks monumental and eternal, it's incredibly fragile. It's a desert wilderness. It's beset by a whole host of economic development projects that threaten the integrity of both the park and the canyon. And it requires protection like all of our national parks. It requires a group of citizens who commit themselves to fighting on behalf of this and each and every other landscape that we set aside, not just for our own enjoyment, but for future generations of Americans.
Yeah, Kevin, and I appreciate you saying that, and I love also the fact, just thinking about that stillness and that silence and so forth. But, you know, Mary and I, we went back and listened to the original interview with us before today's show that you did, that folks, it's actually archived on our website. And, you know, the last time we talked, we didn't discuss the fellow hikers you met along the way. So I want to do that today because, you know, I know you encountered veteran hikers who provided some helpful tips, and candidly, whether it's hiking or traveling in a different way, whatever it may be, often the journey is about the people we meet and the connections that we make. So talk about some of the people that you met along the way, Kevin.
Well, the most important thing is that, you know, Pete and I got in so far over our heads that on the first segment of this journey, we were spanked so badly that we had to give up. We had to crawl out of the canyon, retreat back to Flagstaff with our tails between our legs, and contemplate the possibility that we were going to have to call up our editors at National Geographic headquarters in Washington, D.C., and tell them that we had failed. And that was the point where we were adopted by a group of long-distance backpackers and hikers in Flagstaff who were incredibly passionate about the wilderness and the natural landscape inside of the Grand Canyon, and who committed themselves to helping us move through that landscape. And at that point, it became what you just touched on, Robert. It's a communal enterprise. Often as Americans, we think about wilderness as something that we experience in solitude by ourselves, but actually that's just not true. So many of us go to our national parks with families, with spouses, with children, with grandparents. We go to these places to connect to the beauty of the natural world with people we love, and the beauty of the natural world enables us to connect with the people that we love in new and marvelous ways. And that's one of the most remarkable gifts that these places have to offer each and every one of us.
So in between the pages of the book are stories of wildlife encounters, long days, long nights, other times when you thought about giving up and you continued to keep going, and this endless battle of the elements of heat and cold. What goes through your head sometimes when you have a quiet moment now that it's been completed and reflect back on what you accomplished?
Well, maybe it's the juxtaposition between all of the things that you just spoke about, the harshness, the suffering, the challenges and difficulties, the imperative of figuring out how to survive in a harsh landscape, the juxtaposition between all of that and these moments of just transcendent beauty that descend on you at odd moments. Each and every night when it came time for Pete and I to set up camp and drop our packs and lie back after dinner, we were able to take stock of our surroundings. And one of the things that we just did each and every night is we gazed into a night sky that was filled with more stars than either of us had ever seen in our lives, more stars than anybody who lives in a city like Boston or New York or Dallas or Los Angeles is able to really gaze at and contemplate. And one of the things that a night sky is that vast and that deep can convey is how tiny and insignificant we are as human beings. Not just individual humans, but all of human civilization.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know what you're talking about there, Kevin, also, listen, that's an aspect of travel, regardless of the type of travel that you do. And you are right, when you put yourself out there and you just allow yourself to hear and understand and just take on the awness of the world, there's no question we understand that. I want to give folks the book again. It's called A Walk in the Park, A True Story of a Spectacular Misadventure in the Grand Canyon. You can also find out more information at kevinfedarko.com, F-E-D-A-R-K-O. Kevin, really nice reconnecting with you today. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Robert and Mary, so nice to talk to you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, you too, and congratulations on your growing business.
Thank you.
Take care.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All the best.
Bye-bye. You too.
All right, Kevin Fedarko, Mary.
Amazing story of that. Very few people have done that.
Yeah, you read the book, folks, and then let us know what you think as well. Really appreciate that. As we hit the bottom of the hour break, three more segments are still ahead on this July 13th broadcast. Keep those radios locked in. Your Robert and Mary World Travel Get-Together rolls on.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means sailing through lands brimming with castles and fortresses, captivating winemaking regions, and so many delightful cities, towns, and villages. You'll experience life as a local through included excursions, and on board the ship, everything is included in the affordable price from all your meals, wine, beer, and soft drinks, first-class service with an English-speaking crew, free Wi-Fi, all gratuities, there are bicycles and more. For more info and special show savings, visit emeraldcruises.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Seabourn ultra-luxury voyages and expeditions, well, they include everything except the stress.
Yes, explore hidden gems and award-winning authentic experiences in legendary cities. Connect with new friends in an intimate yacht-like atmosphere with intuitive personalized service that we can attest feels like you're among family.
All suites are oceanfront, so you'll enjoy your own private veranda as part of your home away from home. And be sure to play with the best water toys off the ship's retractable dock on Marina Day.
Plus, there's world-class dining.
Visit seabourn.com to learn more or rmworldtravel.com. Under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This segment is sponsored by the 24/7 burglar busting protection called simplysafe.com/carry. When it comes to protecting those that matter most, you need a security system you can trust. Simplysafe.com/carry has been a show partner for years now, and we trust them. With cutting-edge technology and a customer-first approach for award-winning protection, they're backed by 24/7 live guard technology that allows monitoring agents to respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders if necessary to stop them in their tracks. We appreciate that they don't require a long-term contract. They earn your business every day by keeping you safe. It's no wonder they've been named Best Security by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Right now, you'll get our exclusive 20% show discount on a new system by simply going to Simply Safe, and that's with an I in Simply, S-I-M-P-L-I, Safe, simplysafe.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, if you got a life coach, your kids have a soccer, basketball, baseball coach, well, do you have a travel coach? Our next guest is just that, and maybe you're as curious as I am as to what that entails. Sahara Rose DeVore is the founder and CEO of the Travel Coach Network. So let's go to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline and see what this is all about. Sahara, welcome to the show. I gather this is not about being a travel agent, right?
You're correct. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay. What is a travel? I mean, I've been in the travel business for 20 years. I don't know what a travel coach is, except I feel like it half the time with my friends. But
Right. Well, yes, everyone's heard of a travel agent or travel advisor. Well, unlike a travel agent or advisor who focuses on the planning and booking phase of a trip, instead, a travel coach helps people bring awareness to why they want to get away, what's motivating them to want to go on a vacation. And when they can bring awareness to their why, they can make better planning and booking decisions. And using travel all about a tool for things like transformation, healing, connection, self-discovery, personal growth, professional growth, and more, whatever specific goals that a traveler has set for why they want to travel in the first place. That's what a travel coach helps them with.
All right, well, let's presume someone does. I mean, most people do know why they want to travel if they're thinking about traveling or where they want to travel. So let's say they know why they want to travel, but they've never been to, oh, I don't know. I mean, you know, Hong Kong, Mongolia, you know, Greece, you name it. What do you do as a coach for that next step?
Yeah, so they may think that they want to go to Hong Kong or wherever this place is.
But you know better.
That they've heard about, right? We see what's being advertised to us, the beautiful pictures, the Instagram, the commercials, sure. All the marketing, the tourism industry. They do a great job on selling these beautiful beaches. But it's really easy to think that's where you want to go and that's where what you have on your bucket list. But working with a travel coach, they can really help you pull awareness to, wait, no, why? What is causing you to want to get away? What are you really looking to feel during this trip? How do you want your life to look like upon return? So really, maybe it's not a busy city like Hong Kong you need to go to. Instead, you need to go to a place, maybe more so like Bali, where you can immerse yourself into the local culture. It's a lot more spiritual. There's a lot of time you can spend in nature there. You need, maybe it's a solo adventure that you need to go, and instead you thought that you were waiting for a friend to go with you. But there's a lot more intention behind the planning decisions that are made when people can work with a travel coach.
Sahara Rose, I don't know where I want my life to be today, and I'm not even traveling. I mean, this sounds a bit like a, you know, sort of a psychologist saying, "Well, let's look a little deeper into into this trip." I know you you describe yourself as having been graduating from college broke, but then you managed to visit 84 countries solo. By the way. Are you the coach, or it's called the Travel Coach Network, so I presume you have a community of travel coaches. How do you find them? How do you qualify them?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, yes, I started my own wellness travel coaching business in 2018, and I serve the corporate space with business travel in particular. And then in early 2019, with an influx of interest from others online, I founded what's called the Travel Coach Network. It's a global platform where we train, educate, and certify travel coaches around the world. We have travel coaches in 40-plus countries through our world's first and only International Coach Federation accredited certification program, and that's how they become a certified travel coach through the Travel Coach Network.
I presume we expect they have traveled widely themselves. Are they journalists? Are they former travel agents? Are they vagabonds? What do you look for in a coach?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So initially, the Travel Coach Network started with someone like myself. I have a degree in hospitality, tourism management, graduated in 2010, and I could have easily taken any of the job opportunities that I learned about from the industry. Fast forward throughout my decade-long journey, I still struggled to figure out what I wanted to do with my passion and knowledge and love of travel. I didn't want to book trips for others. I didn't want to write about travel. What else could I do? There has to be something more. And so initially, it was people like that who was looking for a more meaningful way to build a travel business that is a lot more authentic to their own experiences, beliefs in travel, and who they want to serve, such as maybe it's helping women use travel as a vessel to cope with loss or grief or to find themselves, give themselves purpose again after divorce or heartbreak. So it's a lot more purposeful travel business. But with the pandemic and coming out of that, we had an influx of travel agents and advisors organically coming into the Travel Coach Network to learn how they could incorporate travel coaching with how they work with their clients, just to enhance their services, add more meaning and purpose, and provide more transformative experiences to their clients.
Okay, I have to ring off, but I will tell our audience that you built by time, and I think it's fascinating. Thank you, Sahara Rose DeVore. It's the TravelCoachNetwork.com. Thanks for joining us, Sahara Rose.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
If you love travel but aren't such a fan of travel planning, we say go guided with Colette.
This family-owned company is North America's longest-running tour operator.
They offer tours across all seven continents with expertly planned trips that blend must-see sights and ample free time in all their destinations.
All tours include a tour manager, terrific accommodations, great meals, transportation, and more.
And they take care of all the details for you, making Colette a travel company you can trust.
So here's what we want you to do. Visit Colette.com for more info and specials, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
The power of travel is the power to create positive impact. Everyone in our audience can have that impact on the people of Israel by helping to support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought, and now world pressures that are impacting people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years. To help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, and even help children in schools, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by ZapMyDebt.com. Let me ask you. Do you ever think, how can I work this hard and still be in debt? The piles of overdue bills, the threatening phone calls, never having money to do anything, it just sometimes won't stop. If you're trapped in debt, our partners at Zero Debt USA will help you find the way out. They've developed aggressive new strategies to end your debt permanently. We like that they'll stand between you and the bill collectors. They'll negotiate with creditors to lower or even forgive what you owe, and they do it all without bankruptcy or new loans. Bottom line is, Zero Debt USA has powerful strategies that zap your debt quickly so you have more money in your pocket every month. We urge you to get on this today because some debt solutions are time sensitive and you don't want to miss out. Visit ZapMyDebt.com and talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. I bet you'll thank us for it. ZapMyDebt.com or find the link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. All right. Got a Rudy riff today. I'd like to say a few words in praise of maps. I think maps may be an unappreciated treasure these days. Why? Why do I say that? Well, I venture that most of us, at least when driving, now rely on navigation apps such as Google Maps or Waze, which, by the way, are owned by the same company. That would be Google. Long before Google existed, I was growing up as the son of an Army colonel, and from as long as I can remember, I was the chief navigator on all our car trips using clumsy, hard-to-fold paper maps. And we took a whole lot of car trips, especially when we lived in Europe. I found it difficult enough to learn how to navigate in the U.S. where the maps were in English. I was even more befuddled as a very young boy by maps in French, Dutch, or Italian. And the colonel was not amused when I lost my place on those maps. Maps have been around a long time. Chinese were drawing them back as far as 128 BC on stone, wood, silk, and paper. The Chinese were big explorers back then. But as China grew more insular, their maps lost their currency. I mean, they weren't out there looking around. As late as the 19th century, Chinese maps depicted, wait till you hear this, Chinese maps depicted Europe, the U.S., and Africa as little islands occupied by one-eyed monsters, some of whom had holes in their stomachs so they could be carried around by putting a pole through those holes. Really? For 1,000 years, until the turn of the 19th century, the Chinese stubbornly believed the world was flat and square. I learned much of this in a fascinating 1982 essay by writer Paul Theroux, by the way. Here's more. Maps predated books, and so were the oldest means of information storage. They opened the world, though often, as we now know, incorrectly, which is why Christopher Columbus once thought he was sailing past Indochina when, in fact, he was just off the coast of Honduras. You've probably seen old maps in storage or museums. They can be stunning works of art, even if wildly inaccurate, and some are highly collectible. The most expensive map ever sold was created by a German cartologist. It consisted of 12 pages, and his name was Martin Waldseemüller, and it was 1507. It was the first map to use the name America to describe the New World. 1,000 copies were printed, but only one is known to be in existence still. It's at the Library of Congress that bought it 23 years ago for $10 million. In my living room, I have the 10th edition of the Times Atlas of the World that offers maps that show the world's climates, the relative size of world cities, the world's fossil energy sources, the relative GDP of every region in the world. There are hiking maps, skiing maps, maps of rivers, and today you can hold many of them in your hand with your smartphone. Which got me to wondering if folks who have only turned to smartphones for directions in their lives, those would be folks maybe, what, under 30? Might be losing their sense of place. After all, you can't unfold an online map while driving and see what's around you for hundreds of miles. I've lived in Minnesota's Twin Cities for 22 years, and to get around town, I now rely almost entirely on a Google or Waze map app on my phone. And I've realized that I still don't really understand some of those basic geographic realities of where I live. I only know how to get from point A to B, because my phone tells me. But I often don't know point C or D or E. Which brings up something else that Paul Theroux told me years ago. It's when you take the wrong road that things can get interesting. That's sort of keeping in one of his other observations, that you remember a trip more vividly when something goes wrong. All right, back to our smartphone apps and the difference between Google Maps and its sister offering. Waze. Google Maps delivers more ancillary localized information. It integrates with Google Calendar, Photos, and Gmail. It offers maps of indoor locations, of airports and shopping malls. It offers street views that can show you a photo of exactly where you are or are supposed to be. It offers walking and biking directions, public transportation, and ride-sharing information. Google bought Waze 11 years ago to incorporate some of Waze's attributes. Waze is crowdsourced, and unless you're in a lonely place, Waze is going to tell you your real driving time based on current traffic. It can tell you the best time to depart for a trip. Other drivers can warn you of cars stopped on shoulders or accidents ahead or speed traps. But let us not neglect the more conventional map. If you're ever in London, stop in to see the map that changed the world. It's a hand-colored map. It's the first geological map that showed layers of strata can reveal the history of a place. Hangs on a wall in the Burlington House across Piccadilly Street from the well-known department store Fortnum & Mason. If maps really interest you, go there after you read Simon Winchester's worldwide bestseller titled The Map That Changed the World. And that's this weekend's Riff. I'm Rudy Maxa. Robert and Mary coming up next.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, everyone. We are back. These next 7 minutes of the show, well, we're going to be riding out some weather realities when you travel, and we're sponsored by amac.us/carry.
Ready for your next adventure? Well, here's such a big deal that everyone in our audience should be jumping at it. When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, you're joining a community of over 2 million members who love America, saying no to agendas you don't support, and saving big time with exclusive exclusive travel deals, making it truly a win-win. To get you signed up as a show fan to enjoy True Independence for this month of July, 1 year is going to cost you just $1.
Yes, $1. I mean, come on, folks. With all the travel savings you'll get as an AMAC member on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and so much more, like things like automotive, home, and life insurance, as Mary just said, we expect all of you to jump at this offer. In addition to the savings, AMAC is also out there working to protect our American values and defending our rights. Go get your one-year membership for just $1 and then share with us all the savings you're enjoying to beat back Bidenflation as you travel. Visit amac.us/care today to join or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Now we're headed straight to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline. Joining us is Weather Channel meteorologist and show fan Ray Stajic.
Ray, nice reconnecting with you today. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, good morning and glad to be back.
Well, nice to have you here. You are a man who's always busy. So, you know, we invited you back today to talk about a few different things. I was talking to a cruise industry executive earlier this week, and he shared how third quarter and even October, November bookings in the Caribbean, they're soft right now. He attributed that to the national media reporting 2024 is going to be a rough year for hurricanes. So, you know, a week ago, we saw what Hurricane Beryl did to parts of the Caribbean, Mexico, parts of Texas, you know, also felt the impact. They're still dealing with that, all the aftermath today as we speak. I know you're not going to give us the hyper spin, so share with the nation your expectations for hurricane season that we're in now, and should travelers be looking maybe elsewhere to spend their travel dollars?
Well, the first piece of that is, let's say, in any given hurricane season in the Atlantic, the busiest months or the most named storms are September, October, November. Now, what we're doing is layering on top of that a forecast and a seasonal forecast. Remember that piece of it, because that's key. I'm going to come back to that in a second. A seasonal forecast that is calling for well above average number of named storms. All right, now, being a seasonal forecast, let's understand something. You know, we're looking out months in advance, and we do struggle sometimes even with a 3 or 5 day forecast. You know, I think people are going on what they're seeing and kind of some of the, in quotes, hype around what is going to be maybe a hyperactive season, but that doesn't always necessarily translate to reality. Case in point, last year we were expecting, you know, maybe less named storms than we actually ended up with an El Nino type of summer and hurricane season. And, you know, sometimes those seasonal forecasts don't always work out as expected. But yes, I do believe that's why people are, you know, taking a little hesitation when you get into October, November, and my guess is even September, the peak months of the Atlantic hurricane season.
Okay. Ray, let's talk a little bit about the heat since we're into July and a lot of the country is dealing with the heat, which of course can trigger thunderstorms, ignite wildfires like we're seeing in parts of the country and set off tornadoes. And it seems to us that the number of states these days, again, I'm not a meteorologist expert, but it does seem either the patterns are changing or more states seem to be getting tornado watches. Is this cyclical? Are there changes in the climate that are driving this? Is it something else? What's going on there?
Well, it is unprecedented, the heat out west. Records going back in some cases to the late 1800s. But let's pick on Vegas for a second. I think their records only go back to the 1930s. And I say only because, I mean, there's a lot more weather way before 1930. Everybody knows that. But they did set an all-time record high for Vegas on the 7th of July of 120 degrees. And they've got a streak of 115-plus degree days. That's 6 days in a row. And counting as of yesterday, and it looks like they will continue to see 115 plus. It has been unusually hot. It's been a trend over the last several years. I stop there and I say, let's see how long this trend continues. Is it some type of climate event going on? Will there be a correction? If it does continue, I'm going to tell you, we're going to see more hot summers and even milder winters, especially in some of the northern parts of the U.S.
Well, I think what you just said there, again, you know, record keeping, even if you think about hurricane forecasting models, I think began in the 50s, aircraft reconnaissance back in the 40s,
yeah.
You know, record keeping for hurricanes themselves, I think it only goes back to the 1850s. So, you know, just going to take you in a different location we have. We've got about a minute left with you. So as we look forward, you know, a bit, since the show is being transmitted across the nation, if folks are looking for, you know, a getaway in, let's say, August or September, and they want to enjoy the best possible weather, where are some areas that you would encourage them to look from a weather standpoint? Maybe it's coastal Michigan. Is it Oregon, Washington State? I don't know, Vermont or Maine, New Mexico, Hawaii we love, Alaska. What are your thoughts?
Well, honestly, I like lakes myself. So you get into, you know, areas around the Ozarks. That's always a beautiful place to visit. Back closer to my hometown up in upstate New York, Lake George, absolutely beautiful. If you stay away from the coast and especially the East Coast, maybe you lose some of that hesitation you may have to go to the beach because of maybe an active hurricane season where we get into August and September, we see more action along the East Coast and along the Gulf Coast. So, you know, if you're thinking you don't want to deal with that, maybe head inland. As you said, plenty of lakes up in Minnesota you can go to, and same thing for parts of Michigan. Beautiful up in the UP.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, Michigan. Exactly. Last hour, I know we just talked about Green Bay up there. It's a great place to go. Mm-hmm. Well, Ray, listen, always good talking with you. You know, you're welcome anytime. So appreciate your time this morning. Have a great rest of the weekend, okay?
All right, you too.
Thanks, Ray. Take care. Have a
good
weekend.
You too.
All right. Well, you know, Mary, we could really incorporate Ray into the show a lot more. You know, although none of us can change the weather when we travel, he does bring good information, and simply knowing helps make informed decisions.
Well, let's invite him back a little sooner next time.
All right. Well,
let's
there
have
we
him
are.
On so again in the fall.
Our team can hear that right now. All right. That's going to slam the lid on things for today, everyone. Until next Saturday, July 20th, when we return live at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.